Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I am Matthew, and welcome to another exciting episode of Pappy's Flatshare Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
Oh, baby
is right. And this week we have Cy Deaves along to... help us sort out your beefs.
Deal with your peeves.
Get to the nub of your problems. Deal with your peeves. Iron out your faults.
Yes. Send us your faults, guys, because we will sort those out as well. Yeah. If you've got a beef you'd like to send us to be solved, we do need some more beefs, actually, because we've done a lot of Beef Brothers recently, and we could do with some fresh beefs. So send them to beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. That's beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can call up the hotline.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it? The hotline number is 0208 123 3272. Now, if you call that number, you'll hear a little answering machine. You can leave your message, or you can WhatsApp that number either by text or by voice note. You can WhatsApp the number 0208 123 3272. Now, I'll say one thing. It's been awful quiet recently, the hotline. This is genuinely the last message we received. Hang on, here we go.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I'm not ready. I'll call back later.
Right.
So that's the sort of stuff we've been getting on the hotline there. Somebody saying, sorry, I'm not ready, I'll come back later. And they left that message on the 24th of October. So that's, they're really, I mean, boy oh boy, when they eventually do come back, they're going to be so ready. They're going to be so ready.
That line is going to be hot.
It's going to be hot, hot, hot. So keep the hotline hot by calling today, 0208 123 3272, or to put it another way,
0208 123 3272. Lovely. So, yes, get in touch and enjoy this episode with Cy Deaves.
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from the sorting out your beef.
So, hello, Cy. How you doing, man?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. Thanks very much. Really good. So, Cy Deaves, what kind of a person are you to live with?
Well, I think I'm okay.
There's doubt in that. There's doubt there already.
I think I'm okay, but I've been told different.
It's up for contestation. The thing is, if you ask the people that I currently live with, they'd say I'm very polite. I'm very amenable. I keep myself clean and tidy. I tidy up after myself.
But you also keep yourself clean and tidy, and that's crucial. There's no dirt physically on you, but there's also no dirt in the vicinity either.
Yeah, my bum will smell if I don't take care of that.
You've got to.
Yeah. And, I'm very entertaining to the household. They like me. However, if you ask my ex-wife, she'd probably give a different review.
So fine to live with, not great to be married to. That's okay. In the format of the show, we're only living with you. We're not marrying you.
That's a different podcast.
It's Pappy's flat share, not Pappy's wedding.
I'm divorced now. You can marry me if you want.
That's true. I mean, I'm also married, so it would be big of me.
It would be very big of you. Come on.
Go, it's worth
it's not
it.
Too
not?
Early for that sort of thing, is it?
Tom, is it Christmas
and
already?
I'm out.
Well, technically, Clarkie's only engaged. And I think... Like what? I mean, I don't know what the rules of bigamy are, but you can be engaged to multiple people, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good point.
Because it's sort of like engagement isn't actually legally binding, is it?
Now he tells me.
Have a few on say.
Yeah, a few on says. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Good night.
Tom's on rare form today.
So, how many people do you live with?
Any one time, it could be anywhere between 2 and 5.
Do you live in a commune? What's going on?
No. So I've got a little baby daughter.
Right.
And my housemates. So my housemates are two women, a mother and a daughter, both landladies. The daughter has two sons of different fathers. So occasionally they're off at different parents.
Right. So you're in a, like a blended family.
Oh, wait, who's going to St. Ives?
One of the children's a bag of grain. The other one's a fox. If you leave them in the living room at the same time.
Yeah, as it happens, one of the children is the other one's father, so.
And the doctor was the mother. Okay, I've got it now, I've got it.
But what colour are Si's eyes? So is it, are the kids in kind of similar age groups? Has it become a bit of a daddy daycare situation where you take care of them and they take care of yours, or?
Yeah, no. Well, okay. that'd be quite pleasant. Mine is a year and 5 months. The other baby is a year and 6 months. And the other son is 13.
Okay.
Which I think is just a tiny bit too old to babysit kids that young, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, a tiny bit too young to babysit kids that young. Not too old to babysit the kids that young.
I was going to say.
They've got nothing in common, basically. They can't watch the same shows. He's grown out of Bluey. A tiny, tiny bit too young. So, yeah, the 13-year-old in many ways is kind of useless to you.
Oh, massively so. It's a burden, if anything.
Yeah, total burden. But do you ever end up looking after both kids? Is that ever a situation? Because they're so close in age. They're virtually the same kid.
Well, do you ever confuse them? That'd be a scary thing. You've had a weekend with your child, and then at the end of it, you hand them over to your ex-wife, and they go, wait a minute.
Hold on a moment. This one's got a willy.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I've never had to look after them both, thankfully.
Okay.
So you're a new lodger in this scenario, but you think they would say good things about you?
Yeah, I'm very nice.
Well, because we've got them on the Zoom, and they have got they've got some very different opinions they want to share here.
I should point out they're compulsive liars. You shouldn't believe them.
It's okay. He's only a year and 6 months old. We can't understand a word he's saying, actually.
My daughter speaks better than him anyway, so.
Oh, really? Because that's it. When you've got kids of a similar age, that's the thing, isn't it? You can't help but do a comparison.
Race them.
So, yeah. Well, I forget. It's so easy to forget. So a year and 5 months, a year and 6 months, they're kind of moving around a bit. Are they walking a little bit?
Oh, yeah. My baby has been walking for a good while. Too long.
Which is one of my favourite blues songs. My baby's been walking for a good while.
But boys be thick, aren't they? Little boys are thick. You put them side by side and you really realise just how thick we are.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's true. And also as well, I think boys tend to be kind of more sensitive and emotional as well. I know that's not the stereotype, but whenever I see like kids being dropped off at the nursery, both my daughters are pretty fine at just sort of strolling in and kind of going, right, that's it, that's what I'm doing for the next few hours, this is my day. It's the little boys that are like pouring at the window crying with snot dribbling down their faces. I feel like they've just got the little girls have got the kind of inner strength. I'm not saying they can't be awful as well.
I think that they can be more awful because of their inner strength. Yeah. They're like the velociraptors in Jurassic Park.
Yeah, clever girl.
Whereas little boys are like that one that can spew shit out its mouth.
The one that gets from Dennis Nedry. Yeah, with the big
turkey
thrill.
That can fire shit. It's not very clever, but it's fucking messy. Whereas little girls are like the velociraptor. They're in your psyche, man. They're testing the fence.
This morning I was But like basically, Cleo had already had two breakfasts. She'd already had a yogurt, and she'd already had porridge. So she'd had her breakfast, and she kind of picked at both of those things. And then she opened up the cupboard and said, "Oh, I want to get the Cheerios out." And I said, "Look, no, you can finish the two breakfasts you've got on the go." And she went, "Okay." And then she wandered over to Sylvie, the youngest, and just started whispering to her. And then Sylvie came over and punched me. And I realized what happened is she was like, "Well, I can't punch Dad.
There you go.
Because it'll be very clear what's happened here."
But I was certain it was going to be Sylvie asking for the Cheerios, instant deal. The violence.
Listen, ask him for a friend.
From the sorting out your beef.
Let's try and solve some other people's beefs. And in fact, the first beef, Tom, is from the world of childcare. So do you want to read the one from Richard?
I do indeed. Free range beef, nursery beef from Richard via Beef Brothers Podcast at gmail.com. Get in touch.
Great way to get in touch.
As we nudge this podcast closer to parenting hell's lawn, set up our tanks on the other side of their fence. Hi, Tom, Ben and Matthew. I have a free range beef that grinds my gears every working day of the week. Every morning, I'm trying my best to get ready for work, feed the cat, get my son dressed, and take him to nursery. Just about making it on time to start work. My son is 3, and for the past 2 years, I've joined the queue outside the nursery gate to drop him off and collect him. My beef is this. Chatty parents. 5 of the parents spend 10 minutes chatting at both pickup and drop off. Brackets, I have timed it. Subjects include potty training updates, eating habits, what happened during the day, weekend plans, general chat about upcoming activities. I think all of those fall under general chat. But
in the defence of the chatty parents, I know it's not like us to side against our listeners, but here we go. In the defence of the chatty parents, I would say potty training, eating, what happens during the day, that's all fine. I would say weekend plans, not fine. General chat is not. I think child-based chat is acceptable with the childcare provider.
Well, he doesn't say eating habits is about the children.
That's a good point.
He says, we have an app which allows us to send and receive all of this information, and the nursery updates it. There is also a WhatsApp group that my wife has been added to for extra info. Strangely, none of the dads have been added to this, so I receive this information secondhand. Only one child can be dropped off at a time. Sometimes my drop-off time is upwards of 20 minutes due to multiple chatty parents. Oh. How do I solve this free-range beef while still appearing to be the caring, loving parent of a 3-year-old? Thanks. Front names only, Richard.
Right. Okay. Firstly, can I just pick up one other detail here? He's saying 5 of the parents spend 10 minutes chatting. I thought that was 50 minutes.
That is maths.
Yeah.
But like, so that's, if you've got 5 of the parents spending 10 minutes chatting, they're chatting for 2 minutes each. I'd say that's fine, right?
I don't know. If you break down, say for example, Matthew, if we record a 30-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Ben and I aren't talking for 10 minutes each. Just to pluck an example out of the ether.
I'd be surprised if I make it to a minute.
Clock is going on for at least 20 of those 30.
Are you saying, Tom, that the plan for Richard is to get the chatty one in your crosshairs and eliminate them? The one who's doing 9 minutes, get them out, basically. Is that your idea?
Socially ostracise them.
Socially ostracise them, yeah. Si, what do you think? Is your daughter in childcare yet?
She was, and now she comes to either my parents or my ex's parents, which is what we're working, which is quite nice.
Oh, that's great!
Quite a nice arrangement. Yeah, I had a similar thing where like I'd turn up to the childcare because before Lydia started going there, we'd be meeting all the other parents, and we'd get there, and as soon as they found out I was a comedian, they'd be asking all the standard comedian at party things, like, oh, tell us a joke. Oh, what sort of things do you talk about? Like, I talk about you. What do you want to hear? I find the best thing that you could possibly do is just I am in one of those WhatsApp chats actually, because I insisted that I join it, and then they suddenly realised that no other fathers were in it, so they sort of started adding some. And I'll tell you, none of those fathers talk.
Yeah,
They're in the group, but like me, they've all muted it. They just wanted to be there.
Can you reinvent yourself as stockbroker dad or like new job dad? Buy like a crass 90s Carphone Warehouse headset and be talking to your kid all the way into nursery, like be engaged with your kid, be talking to your kid. The second they go through the door, hi, Stu, yes, no, great. Give the fingers to the other parents, like, great. And then, no, yeah. And then be in the car.
Why are you giving the finger to the other parents? I mean, that's really hard.
Yeah, sorry. I should have clarified. Not the finger, a finger.
Yeah, like, what? You know, that's even worse.
You've got to ask permission.
Get in there, finger on the parents.
You know what stockbrokers are like.
It was the 90s. It was a different
buy,
time.
Buy, sell.
You know, it's that kind of the fingers of kind of like you, me, point to a lunch place, beat your chest like Wolf of Wall Street, then you're in the car and you're down the road.
Do a line.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone's like, fucking that guy has got places to be. I don't want to know about his eating habits because he's eating at the Ivy or whatever it is. I don't know where the stockbroker is.
I think all we've done with that, rather than solve the beef, is prove we know fuck all about stockbrokers.
Prove we know fuck all about anything, really.
Because presumably you can't just drop the kid off with the other parents and go, you let him in, I'm off doing business. You've still got to wait in the queue to hand them over to the actual childcare.
But no, that bit, you're talking to your child, but about the FTSE 100.
So, you like, talk us through how this conversation would go, please, actually, Tom. I'd like to hear this.
You're kind of going, well, sugar's feeling strong at the moment, right, son? And it'll be like, we're going to go into grain this month, buy, sell, big. And then as soon as the doors open, you have the baby open.
What?
Table at the Ivy, you, me, three, up. And then you're in the car.
And then you stockbroker that's into crop rotation.
Hey, the original stock. He's a crop broker.
Sorry, Tom, how is this...
Crop broker? Crap, parents. It's a 90s film I'm pitching.
Can I? Well, I can't wait for it. Listen, Tom, I've got to ask, how does this solve the beef of him having to wait a long time while parents chat? If you just chat... Are you suggesting he's not chatting to his kids and that's the problem? He's bored because he stood there in silence and he should be chatting to his kid about crops and stocks.
So let's just get this straight, right? The chatty parents can't be stopping him dropping his son off on time if I think
that's the point, though. They're cute. He has to wait for them to individually have their conversations before he gets to drop his kid off.
No, once the door's open, the doors aren't open, the teacher's not there, and everyone's like, wait a minute, I'm talking about my eating habits first.
I think that's what's happening, Tom.
Yeah.
That's literally what's happening.
But you just walk past them and put the child in then? If they're not doing what they're doing.
It says only one child can be dropped off at a time. That's what he said in the thing. So it means that you have to hand the kid over to the teacher.
Are they chatting to the teacher?
Of course they fucking are.
Oh,
no, if they're chatting to each other, it doesn't matter. That wouldn't matter. He's not waiting for everyone. He's not waiting for dead silence. He's waiting for the teachers to stop chatting.
Right. Well, in that case, then, he's got to engage the teacher in the FTSE 100.
Do you have any helpful suggestions here?
I've got two answers.
Great. Thank you.
Do you want a sensible one or the one that I'd like to see?
Let's see the one you'd like to see first of all, and then we'll give him some proper advice.
I've given the sensible answer, sorry.
Apologies, of course you have. Oh, of course. What I'd like to see, and this is, I think, would be incredibly effective, is he needs to become the dad that shits himself.
Right.
There's always one at every nursery.
Yeah. Like, you're not waiting for him, are you? You're saying, no, go on, you go through. You've had an accident. And then by the time you get there, you could turn up at any time and they will let you through because they don't want that smell. They don't want to talk to you.
Are you suggesting he shits himself every day? I have a feeling that the nursery might start talking about that rather than I think there will be a point when they go, look, unless you stop your shitting yourself outside our gates, we're not taking your kid anymore.
Would it help if the kid was shitting themselves?
This was what I was thinking. Load them up. Or maybe just if just a toilet emergency, load them up. Give them the full three breakfasts. And then
banana and prunes. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they've got to get in there.
And a coffee. Wham.
A strong a double espresso and a banana and prune smoothie.
Well, that'll keep them lively on the trading floor, won't it? Some Huel, maybe. Took some Huel into your gilet. Fuck nursery, let's get to the wharf.
So okay, so we've got either you or the child, you know, the choice is yours, Richard. Shit yourself, or what's your actual genuine advice?
Turns up earlier.
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it? Be the first one in the queue.
There it is.
Yeah,
get it first.
There
you got to be there for when they ring the bell for training to commence.
If you don't like the queue, then be the first one in it, and then technically there is no queue.
You're not in the queue. You are the queue. I've always said that.
Exactly, you said that the first day you were in prison.
That's one of mine.
You turn around to all the other inmates.
He may have gone front names only, but his full name is actually Richard Q.
All right, Rich Q, there's your advice, mate.
Sugar and grain.
Be the Q.
Sugar and grain
and be the Q. Good luck on the stock exchange.
Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting out your beef. Beef solved.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Dear Pappies, I have a beef for you to solve. I like to have a sweet treat with a cup of tea when I'm relaxing at home after work. However, my partner, who is also my flatmate, is constantly eating my treats. I will approach the packet hopefully, expecting to find a delicious snack and look inside to find he's got there first and it's completely empty. I've asked him to throw away the empty packets, but it seems as though he always feels compelled to leave evidence of his crimes. I've tried keeping my treats in the secret hiding place, but he always finds them. I've confronted him about this and he looks guilty for a second and then goes on to search for more food. What can I do to protect my snacks? Many thanks, a listener dear.
Is anybody else thinking a very similar tack?
She shits on the food.
This is, well, or you lace the food with laxatives. Do you not sort of like you put out sort of decoy, you know, fake snacks that you have in some way tampered with?
If she does that though, would he not be hungrier?
That's a good point. Yeah. Do you? I mean, obviously, this is a tricky question for you because you've just got divorced, Si. But do you hide things from your partner?
My finances.
Yeah. Tom, Ben, do you ever? Is there anything that you don't tell your partner where it is located in the house?
No. She knows where everything is.
Is that because Megan is listening to this episode, Ben?
She's in the room, guys.
We'll get the truth when we're off air, I'm sure.
Because I think I was going to suggest like maybe having a sort of like a little hidden area where you keep your snacks, but that feels like a slippery slope, doesn't it? That feels like, you know, like for some reason you don't want to sort of fight their bad practice with your deception.
Whereas lacing things with laxatives is totally fine.
Whereas, yeah, giving them the running shits is absolutely fine.
My wife asks me to hide things.
Oh.
Salami?
She's...
Like a game. Salami.
She says, like, if you are going to buy those chocolate biscuits, you've got to put them somewhere where I don't know where they are because I cannot stop myself from eating them.
Right. And you just put them straight into your belly.
So that's it. You're not going to get
them
from there.
Nature's safe. Mate. Yeah.
So, because I think it's nice to have sweet treats in the house with a bit of restraint, but Jane says she hasn't got the restraint. So she'd rather either we don't have them at all or she doesn't know where they are. Once she knows where they are, they're gone.
My ex used to buy me treats. She'd let me know, like, but when we were dating, when she had a flat sort of further away, she'd text me and she'd be like, oh, I've got you some treats, and then I'd get there and she will have eaten them.
I hate to say it was soon for
and why did you break up again?
Her choice, actually.
Is a mousetrap type or like a Pavlovian, you know, like when they did it to Bart on The Simpsons, where you kind of you kind of have a mild electric effect every time you touch the biscuit tin, for example. So that your
wire up to a car battery.
Yeah, so your partner starts to associate going for a biscuit with mild pain. Only mild pain.
Mm.
I think I'd put up with that for a biscuit.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Biscuits are nice, man.
In fact, it might get me into mild pain. It might have the opposite Pavlovian effect.
Now, yeah. I'm criminally addicted to biscuits, and I'm also really into S&M as well.
Or pass me a biscuit and a battery to lick.
That is a slippery slope.
Yes, yes, yes.
I've got bad restraints, actually, at the moment. I've got really, really bad restraint. Last night...
Which isn't popular in S&M.
No. If anything, you've got to tighten those knots, haven't you? You've got to make sure no one's wriggling out. But we've still got... Because basically Halloween's just happened. It was 2 weeks ago. Kids collected loads of sweets, but they would just care about the collecting of the sweets. They don't actually, you know, they're not of an age where they're actually all that bothered about the sweets. So there's a big box of sweets in the garage. And last night, just before bed as well, I ate 7 Cadbury's Roses and then I couldn't sleep. Mm. Honestly, I was lying there grinding my teeth like I'd been out clubbing, you know. Yeah. It was mad. But I was like, I thought I'll just have one because I want a little sweet thing after I've had my dinner. And one just wasn't enough. And I made...
Which begs the question, trick or treat? Did it turn out to be a trick after all?
It was. I tricked myself into having a very, very late bedtime is what I did.
A long form trick.
Your sweets were laced with Pro Plus, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, that was the real trick, yeah. You've got to inject your sweets with speed at Halloween just to teach those parents a lesson.
When it comes to like most of the sweets at Halloween, you don't need to inject them with anything. And I'm eating it all as well. I'm having it all. The other day I had some...
I'm having it all.
I'm having it all.
And I've seen everything.
Daddy, where are our sweets? Ah, you're not fussed about that.
They don't know. They're in the garage. They crucially don't know where they are.
I'm having them all.
They're on top of the recycling in a little tub. No one knows. But yeah, I had some glow in the dark popping candy, and I thought, why the fuck am I an adult eating this? Why am I doing it? It's because I've got zero restraint. It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
Oh, mate.
I need to get it back.
Just imagine you turning your light off in bed at night and just your belly glowing in the dark.
Just all the rest.
What's that popping sound?
Charlie can't fall asleep next to me because I'm shining.
It looked like a lava lamp.
Pure fluorescent light on my belly button onto the ceiling.
What was that Teddy from the 80s? Teddy Ruxpin. It was like a night Teddy light as well.
Teddy Ruxpin. Yeah.
And, oh, that glow worm. That glow worm.
Glow worm, yeah.
I love that, actually.
Well, you've got a birthday coming up, Tom.
Would it be too much to suggest that she treats him like the Yakuza and she takes one of his fingertips?
It might be, yeah.
Yeah, a finger for a chocolate finger. Yeah. And no, I think it's the only method he's going to understand, really. I think rather than sitting down having a chat and saying, please, can you not nick my snacks?
A bonbon for a bonbon.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Just start with the little finger. He'll never play the piano in quite the same way again. And then just slowly work through the hand. Or you could do it the other way. You could do Banshees of Inisherin and chop off one of your own fingers and throw it at his door every time.
Which said the other way. I was like, toes? Start from the other end.
It's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah, what are we suggesting?
It is tricky.
I do have to question as well, because there's a bit in here towards the end where she said, I've confronted him about this, and he looks guilty for a second, and then he goes on a search for more food. That is the behaviour of a dog.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is she banging a dog?
It's the critical question we ask at least once an episode. Are you banging a dog, guys? Get in touch. The usual email.
No, don't. On the please, Patreon. Please, can I tell you now? Please don't.
Sorry, that's my other podcast.
Because I go through these emails. I absolutely don't want... Don't tell me if you are, just, you know, turn yourself in. Stop doing it. It's not on.
Don't tell us, but insinuate it.
No, please don't insinuate it. Please don't insinuate it.
Send a blurred out photo.
No. I don't need any of that. None of that, thank you very much.
Directly to Matthew's DMs. They are open.
They are open, but not for that. Crucially, not for that. Right. It does seem like this person is more dog than man. So what are you saying? Just rub his nose in it.
Yeah.
Next time he nicks your tonic tea cakes, just shove his nose into a tonic tea cake and
hit him with a newspaper.
Exactly. Yeah. Hit him with a newspaper.
Send him outside.
Exactly.
Or just turn your back on him. It works, guys.
Turn your back on him. Put him in the rain.
Or fuck him again.
Or, crucially, have sex with him like the dog that he is. Be solved.
Oh dear. From the sorting
out your bees. Some really good solutions today.
Yeah, well done everybody. I think we covered ourselves in glory there.
Covered ourselves in shit.
So this is Cigarette Beef from David.
Oh.
David writes, I live alone in a flat which is part of a small block designed for lonely single men. The lonely single man in the flat below is a smoker, and since moving in 6 months ago, has covered the path outside in cigarette ends. He seems to be completely unaware of the filter tip carpet we have to walk over each morning. I want to say something, but he is a big, scary man who I fear will eat me or belittle me in some way. What do I do? Yours, David.
I actually am that sad, lonely man. That's me now.
Are you David or the big scary one?
I'm the big scary one.
Of course you are.
Of course you are.
Sorry, I think you've got a filter on your Zoom.
We've had 4 cigarette breaks on this record already. I probably haven't picked up on it. Do you fashion the ends into a message, Art Attack style?
Oh, yeah. I like this.
You Neil Buchanan this.
You go down, you use a bit of like, yeah, you use a bit of, you know, nouse, maybe a pair of tweezers for hygiene, and you fashion into like, pick me up, dude, or something like that.
Yeah, or like, have you ever fucked a dog? Something like that, you know, along those lines.
Which of your fingers would you like to lose first?
Pick me up, dude, might send the wrong message to a lonely single man.
Especially one who's strong enough to pick you up. Sorry. No, we should clarify. Right, lift me above your head, mate. In
cigarette ends. Lift me above your head.
Have you seen Dirty Dancing?
Exactly. I want to have the time of my life.
Yeah.
And your life's not going to be very long if you keep smoking.
This guy's going to get into shape to perform the Dirty Dancing medley that you've got planned. And he'll quit smoking.
Yeah, turn your garden path into a suspended log above a river.
I mean, that's a solution in itself, actually.
It is, yeah, it's not bad.
Because the river's going to take away the ends, aren't they?
It so is, maybe yeah. It's that.
But then you can also have a nice time lifting each other on the logs.
Be solved?
Yeah,
smashed it. Bring it while we're nailing these.
Thanks, David.
Piece of cake. What, quick fag break.
Yeah,
at least two. From the sorting out
your beef, solved. Right, and we're back. And I'll say, Si, it's the first time I've ever seen somebody use a lighter to light a vape. But really, you're really committed to smoking. I tell you, the fumes coming off the hat, they're a very bright, vibrant colour.
I feel dizzy.
But yeah. Whatever it takes to get you through the record.
Forget popcorn lung, that gave me popcorn eye.
I think because you said this before we started recording, you said you've actually got a beef you wanted us to solve, and seeing as we dispatched David so quickly, I think we've got just about enough time for it. What was the beef you wanted us to solve?
Now, I've got to point out, just in case they listen, I don't imagine they will, because I'm not sure that my 69-year-old landlady is familiar with podcasts, but...
We always assume people aren't listening, if that helps.
Yeah.
That's
fair. It's a great way to operate. Takes the pressure off of us.
Yeah. So she keeps fruit in a bowl. Not a shocking statement. Now, I should point out as well, I've never seen anyone in that house eat fruit other than me. So I'm not sure who that fruit is for. That fruit always goes rotten to the extent where it will nearly every time encourage fruit flies. Now, when I have my daughter, she is in, so I'm just renting like the single room, and my daughter sleeps in the room. So when she's in there, I'll go downstairs and I'll work downstairs in the kitchen. I choose a little corner for myself. And for some reason, the fruit bowl always ends up getting moved directly to where I sit. So I spend quite a lot of time working, batting away fruit flies. I don't like it.
Fair enough.
Oh, I should point out as well, I asked the daughter, like, because, you know, I'm a polite guy. I don't want to bring up the issue and be like, can you get rid of these apples? But I said to her, what are these apples doing here? Because a couple of them have gone rotten. And she said, oh, yeah, they're my mum's. She just sort of leaves them there. I asked her once and she got annoyed, so I don't ask her anymore.
Right. I think what you need to do is surreptitiously replace the fruit with wax fruit. You know, like you don't see it very often. You often see it in like Habitat or something like that. If you're going around, you know, or one of those places that shows you what a house might look like if you were to buy all these things, right? There'll often be a bowl of like, you know, like the plastic fruit doesn't look that great, but the kind of the more realistic fake fruit, then she gets the effect of like, because I appreciate it, some people like to, you know, like a nice bowl of fruit, it sort of suggests, oh, this is a house that's lived in, it promotes freshness, it suggests that you're having a healthy lifestyle, even if none of that is true. But fruit can be a bit of a kind of thorn in your side, because as soon as you buy it, you're on a ticking timer before it all goes off, you know. It's a race against the clock.
When it's rotten, that's not fruit that says people live here, that's fruit that says this house has been abandoned.
Exactly. Yeah. People did live here up until 2 weeks ago when someone had a cardiac arrest on their sofa and no one's come to find them.
And then when you are hungry and you've replaced the fruit with wax fruit, you can just smoke the apple.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or, you know, you can make a little bong out of it.
Sure.
Because you can, you can make a bong out of an apple. I've never smoked a bong before.
I've found,
but no, I heard this the other day because someone was telling me about their exploits as a teenager being a marijuana smoker, and they said they used to make bongs out of things. And they said you can make a bong out of an apple.
Yes.
So you know, maybe replace all of the fruit with bong with fruit shaped bongs.
A bong bowl.
There was a look on Tom's face for a moment there that said, "I have got an apple."
An apple?
Do you have an apple, Tom?
No. I think the look on my face was, I'm checking my Instagram feed briefly.
there wasn't an apple on briefly.
Feed, so don't worry about that.
Lot of traffic for your story you've put up there. Your reel you put up, Parry. A lot of people excited about it.
Yeah, my apple bong. It's getting a lot of action on the gram.
How to make a bong out of a kumquat?
Yeah,
you've got to follow Tom on Instagram. It's really good. It's really really good stuff.
The green bonger. Is it at green bong? Green monger? Green bonger? Is that what? Green grocer? Isn't it fruit monger? I don't know. There'll be something in it.
No one's called a fruit monger.
What mongers do you get?
Iron, cheese,
fish.
Oh, you don't want a fish bong.
Cheese bonger. I make bongs out of cheese.
Oh, I've seen that.
What, the cheese bonger?
Yeah, people have made them out of like blocks of cheddar.
Great. Okay, that might be me then. At cheese bonger.
If you want some really good smoked cheddar,
it's good actually. Because if you smoke it and then get the munchies, you can just instantly.
Or if the police arrive, you can eat the evidence.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, what about, I've got one. Lean grocer.
Oh,
because when people get high, they say they're getting lean, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely did in 2003.
I'm at the lean grocer.
As somebody who listened to the Streets album once and goes, oh yeah, people call it getting
there
lean.
You go. Great. Follow me at the lean grocer. Is that how Instagram handles work?
That's how they work that way. Yeah.
Plug me in. Anyway, beef solved.
I'm not sure what the solution was.
Well, listen, get on the weed, boy.
Get on the weed, boy.
Yeah. Just get really high and nothing will matter.
Just fill it with edibles. So, Si, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure having you on.
Thanks for having me. It's been delightful.
It's been a joy.
You're good at this, man. You're good at this.
It feels like we've done some really good work today. Si, tell people, if they're not already familiar with your work, where can people find you? Where can people hear you? Tell us all about it.
I'm just at Si Daves on everything, which, yes, Tom, is Instagram.
That's how you do it.
Wow. And all of the things. Just search Si Daves. So I'm the only one. So I'm the only one you'll find as well. Crucially, this is the big one. I'm going on tour in February. It's my first ever tour. So people should come. Is what I'm hoping for. I've written down.
Now, by the way, that sums you up. That's perfectly. There was a lot of front foot at the start, and then a lot of back foot at the end. You know, you're nothing if not a balanced comedian. People should come is what I'm hoping for.
That was in the court hearing for the divorce.
So whereabouts are you going, and where can people find tickets for that? Sidedeves.com, is that your website?
Sidedeves.com, that's correct, yeah.
And that's a website?
That is a website, yeah. Great. It's different to Instagram.
Great, okay.
So I am going to... there's a few of these dates that are yet to be confirmed, so I've not announced it just yet, but probably Bristol at the Room Above on the 5th of February. That's what I'm waiting to confirm. I'm at Leicester Comedy Festival, wait for 9th of February. Oh. I won't tell you all of the dates, but come to those. And then, this is the big one, because I've booked too big of a room. Is 21st of February at Southampton, The Attic. That's 150-seater, and I don't know enough people to fill that. So. Manchester on the 28th. Edinburgh, Banshee Labyrinth on the 29th. Okay. And then we're into March, because obviously there's nothing past the 29th of February. 11th of March, we're in Camden. I'll also be doing the tour show in in Southend in March. I've not booked that yet. The Camden one, by the way, if enough people come to that, I'm going to film that.
Brilliant.
Speaking of filming stuff, I've just filmed. I'll get to that in a sec.
Bloody hell. I tell you what, you know what? You're ready for these plugs. Most people kind of go, nah, I don't know, just follow me on Instagram. But this is good. You've got it.
I wrote a list.
Keep going.
Glasgow International Comedy Festival, 31st of March. That is the final day. And then I'm also going to Cornwall in Falmouth on the 6th of May. And there'll be some in between. Currently trying to book Cambridge, Birmingham, Brighton. So just come and see me.
Good luck. Lovely. Yeah, fantastic. Amazing. And what did you film?
I've just recorded my first show, Cyclops, which is all about how I went blind in one eye for a week.
Have a look at Cy online. Have a watch of his last special. If you like it, then get along and see him on tour. CyDeeves.com is where you need to go.
Just remind us of the tour dates again.
They're just February through May. Just come and find me.
Yeah. Great. Brilliant. Cy, what a total pleasure having you on. Good luck with the tour and see you very soon.
Thanks very much, guys. Lovely to see you all.
Always 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 7, 2.
There you go. Lots of fun there. Lots of fun had. Yeah. Beef solved. Shit sorted.
Yeah. We also sorted a bonus beef with Cy. So if you want to hear that, get over to our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, and join the fun today. For a mere £4 a month, you know, what's that?
Pound
price
a week.
Of a cup of coffee. It's £1 a week. Yeah. It's less than that some months. It's £1 a week.
And more than it in other months.
More than it crucially in those few fortnight long months.
It probably balances out.
I would say, listen, let's not quibble over how much exactly it is. Okay.
Yeah.
It's around £1 a week. But anyway, yeah, for £4 a month, you can get not just the bonus beefs that we record with all of our guests, but also you can get the bonus episodes that we do. Pappy's Flatshare Pop Round.
Where?
Yeah, what fuck is right, Tom? What fuck is this?
Wow. Whole extra ep a week. My
whole extra ep a
God.
Week. Yeah.
And is that four extra eps a month, or is it more
sometimes? Always more.
Four extra eps have September, April, June, and November. The old saying.
It's very true.
Let's not get into February. It's a fucking minefield.
Let's go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare.
Okay.
One of our better adverts, actually, I'd say.
I think we've nailed it.
Strong reading for that one.
And do go and see Cy on tour as well. He's an absolutely fantastic comedian. CyDeeves.com for tickets.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.